Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May peace and blessings of Allah be upon you. Today we are here with a new series discussing the lives of the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this show called The Guiding Stars. Today we are talking about one of the most prominent companions of the Holy Prophet, Hazrat Saad bin Abi Waqqas. To help me with the discussion and the conversation, I'm joined by Ghalib Batin from Paraguay. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you for having me.
As I mentioned earlier, we will be talking about Hazrat Saad bin Abi Waqqas. Hazrat Saad bin Abi Waqqas is from among those 10 companions that were given the glad tiding of paradise in the hereafter. These are those excellent companions that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of their piety, sincerity, told them in this very life, in this very world, that they will be blessed with paradise in the hereafter. And it is his life, his entire life is an example for us to learn from and benefit from. I request you, Ghalib, to please present the story or the incident, how Hazrat Saad bin Abi Waqqas came to accept Islam.
Hazrat Saad bin Abi Waqqas, may Allah be pleased with him, saw in a dream that it was dark and that the moon had risen. And it was a full moon, and he was walking towards it. And on the way, he saw Zayd bin Haris, another companion. He saw Hazrat Ali, and he saw Hazrat Abu Bakr. May Allah be pleased with them. And from this dream, he had already known about the preaching of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And from this, after he had awoken from the dream, he went to the Holy Prophet. And he had accepted Islam, and he did the bayat, which is a pledge of allegiance
at the hand of the Prophet. He is one of the earliest companions, as we can learn from this narration as well. Only a handful of companions at that time had accepted Islam. What was the reaction of the mother of Hazrat Saad bin Abi Waqqas when she learned that Hazrat Saad has accepted Islam, he has become a Muslim?
So her reaction was not good. She was not very happy that Hazrat Saad had become a Muslim. She was very prejudiced against Islam. She did a hunger strike. At one point, for a day and a night, she didn't eat or drink anything. So the next day, Hazrat Saad went to her, and he said that even if you did this and died 1,000 times or 100 times, I could not revert back from my religion. And she even tried to use the Quran to say that you have to listen to me, you have to obey me, because the Quran teaches you to. But after this, the Quran, it was revealed that, you know, be kind to your parents, but do not associate partners with God. So even a verse of the Quran was revealed as a result of this interaction.
Hazrat Saad bin Abi Waqqas, along with other companions, went through a lot of persecution while living in Mecca. And we learn this, we see different incidents of the challenges that the Muslims were facing, even when we are studying the life of Hazrat Saad bin Abi Waqqas. It is mentioned that, after some time, after the, once Allah had revealed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to found this community, to found the religion of Islam, in the initial period, there was not so much persecution, but it kept increasing as the time went on. And eventually a time came when the people of Makkah completely boycotted the Muslim community, they were not allowed to buy and sell any products to them. So the Muslims then went away into this valley, into this place, which was owned by the uncle of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abu Talib. And this place is known as Shebe Abi Talib. And while the Muslims were residing there, they were going through extreme difficulties. As Saad bin Abi Waqqas, may Allah be pleased with him, relates. He says that while we were there, we were, our food, our whatever we were eating, it was like the animals. We were eating wild trees and leaves. And for days we would starve, and we would have nothing to fill our bellies with. And he says that I enjoyed 3 days of divine hospitality in that extended period, in that 3-year period, He mentions that 3 days I enjoyed divine hospitality from Allah the Almighty, where I kept finding food out of nowhere, and it, you know, it was he knew that it is from Allah the Almighty, it is coming. He narrates that one night I was walking and I stepped on something moist and soft. I picked it up, it was moist, and he said that I don't know what it was. And while he's narrating, he says, till this day I don't know what it was, but because of the hunger and the state we were in, I just picked it up and put it in my mouth, and I enjoyed it. And then another time in that same period, 3 days, he mentions that I found a dry skin of an animal, and he says I picked it up and I washed it and I dried and cooked and everything, and then I enjoyed that. So even that little small things, they were the best things that they had in those times. And you can just look at it, you can imagine what other days would have been like for the Muslim community. This persecution for the Muslim community went on for the years ahead as well, and eventually Muslims migrated to the city of Medina. And while when they went there, it was not easy there either. Especially in the initial period, there was a constant fear, constant threat that they could be attacked by the Meccans anytime. Ghalib, could you share an incident from this period of the migration?
After they had migrated, as you had mentioned, that there was a constant threat and fear that the Meccans would attack them, as they had migrated because of persecution, and the Meccans had followed them to continue persecuting them. So the Holy Prophet would often stay awake at night, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And once he said that, the Holy Prophet said that, wouldn't it be good if someone from the believers would stand guard? And as he had just said this, Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas had showed up. So he asked Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, may Allah be pleased with him, why have you shown up? And Hazrat Sa'd said, to stand guard outside your door. And Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas had stood guard for the Holy Prophet during many battles. So the Holy Prophet said that, it's good. He prayed for him and then he went to sleep. So he had this great honor of protecting and standing guard for the Holy Prophet. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him.
Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam respected and regarded Hazrat Sa'd bin Waqqas a lot, and he often referred to him as his uncle as well, because of the tribe that his mother, Hazrat Sa'd's mother, and his own mother were from. Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, had many honors throughout his life, in respect to his belief, in respect to Islam. As I mentioned earlier, that he was from among the 10 companions that were given the glad tidings of paradise in the hereafter. But he was also the first person to shoot an arrow for the sake of Islam. And that is, this is before the Battle of Badr or any of these battles had taken place. And it was a small occasion, or I shouldn't call it a small occasion, but there was no formal battle. But Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas did shoot arrows at this point, and any real or major battle was avoided. Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas eventually participated in the Battle of Badr and the Battle of Uhud, and other battles with the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And particularly at the Battle of Uhud, there is one very special incident that is an honor again for Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas. It is narrated that Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas was shooting arrows. He was an excellent archer. He was shooting arrows, and the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with him, and the Prophet kept passing an arrow to Hazrat Sa'd, and Hazrat Sa'd kept on shooting those arrows. Hazrat Sa'd, during battles and other occasions, was always responsible for guarding the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We see it on many occasions. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as I mentioned, kept passing an arrow and he kept shooting. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Fadaka abi wa ummi," that my father and my mother be sacrificed to you, for you, O Sa'd, keep shooting the arrows. So later on, Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas used to mention this incident with a lot of pride, that this was a prayer that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made for me. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu narrates that this Hazrat Sa'd is the only companion with this honor that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed in this manner for. Later on, when victory of Makkah happened, Fath-e-Makkah happened, when the Muslims became victorious in Makkah, there is an incident about Hazrat Sa'd getting sick. Can you please share that incident with us?
So after they had conquered Makkah peacefully, Hazrat Sa'd fell ill, and he thought that was it, that was his final illness. So he was writing out his will. The Holy Prophet found out that he was ill, so came to visit him. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And Hazrat Sa'd wanted to give 2/3 of his wealth in the cause of Islam. And the Holy Prophet, since he only had one daughter, he was just going to leave 1/3 of his wealth to his daughter at that time. So the Holy Prophet, or the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, didn't accept the 2/3. So Hazrat Sa'd offered 1/2 or 50% of his wealth. Again, the Holy Prophet didn't accept it. And then finally, Hazrat Sa'd offered 1/3 of his wealth. And to this, the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, "This is plenty," and he accepted it. And from this narration, we see that the generosity of Hazrat Sa'd, that he was willing to give everything in the cause of Islam, and he was so invested in the cause of Islam. The Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said that it's always good to leave behind inheritance for your children so as to not let them go around asking people for help and for money.
JazakAllah. Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas continued to serve Islam even after the demise of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, during his lifetime, he had prophesied that the Muslims will become victorious against Persian Empire as well. And Persian Empire was one of the largest empires in the world at that time. And to imagine that the same Muslims that were, you know, just being persecuted and were being going through such difficult time within just a matter of years could conquer Persia. So that was one of the prophecies. And, you know, this is another honor for Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, may Allah be pleased with him, that during the caliphate, during the khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he appointed Hazrat Sa'd as the leader of the army that went towards Persia. And it was at the hand of, you know, and under the leadership of Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas that Muslims conquered Persia, and that prophecy of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was finally fulfilled. Can you share any incident from this period or this battle that took place between the Muslims and the Persians?
So Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, may Allah be pleased with him, was leading an army of 30,000 Muslims to Iraq and Iran, modern day Iraq and Iran, which is Persia. And they preached to the king, the Kisra is his title, the Persian king. And the Persian king, you know, he said that, look, because they felt superior as a nation, they had been superior as a nation, they had been a superpower. So he said that you are very lowly people, very uncultured people. So he didn't want to accept them because he considered them to be a much lesser class of people. And the Persian king offered them a bribe. And he said that I'll give you all the food and all the clothes that you require if you allow me to continue conquering territories and expanding my borders. Hazrat Sa'd responded that, yeah, we had been a very lowly people, a very uncultured people. But through the miracle of the Holy Quran, we have changed and we have become a different people. And by not accepting the bribe, we see that Hazrat Sa'd had understood the essence of the religion, which is connection with God. And they didn't fall into the materialism. And had it been a worldly person or a worldly general, they would have accepted these gifts from the Persian king or the Persian ruler. So we see the change that Islam had brought about in the Muslims, that they had gone from a very lowly people to a very exalted nation.
Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, when he entered Persia, the capital of Persia, with his army, you know, he, like any worldly leader, if he were like any worldly leader, he would have been arrogant, proud of that achievement. But when he entered, he thanked Allah the Almighty, and he referred to the prophecies of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He referred to the, you know, he read, recited verses of the Holy Quran, where it was mentioned that people, you know, Muslims will inherit the palaces and the castles of other people that were, you know, where they live so comfortably, the other people who are today, you know, attacking Islam. One day Muslims will inherit those very places. So Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, we see him that despite, you know, conquering, becoming the victor, he was still very humble and always stayed that way. This was a brief glimpse into the life of Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, one of the greatest companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said regarding his companions that my companions are like the stars. They are stars. Whichever of them you will follow, you will be guided. So may Allah the Almighty enable us to learn and benefit from this, you know, what we have discussed today, what we have learned today about the life of Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas. With this, we take your leave. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum salam.